Hi there, and welcome to the HVAC SEO PPC podcast. My name is William Payne, and I'm the president of HVAC SEO PPC. We're a digital agency that specializes in helping HVAC companies grow by getting their digital marketing and branding right. And when I say right, I mean making it so that you are the top of mind awareness in your geographic area when people are about to make a decision on hiring an HVAC company. And also making sure that the type of business you're attracting through these efforts are the most profitable jobs. We do this through a combination of traditional branding, digital strategies including SEO, pay-per-click, display, social, and Google Business Profiles. This is the second episode of this podcast, and today we're going to talk about search marketing. When you were looking for a local business, chances are you go to Google at some point. And for people, and for most people, that point is at the beginning of their search. Even if your company has been recommended, there's a good chance that you'll be vetted by looking at your reviews and your website. We'll talk about the website in its own section. For now, we're just going to talk about search engine results, both paid and unpaid. So what is the difference between organic and paid? Organic is unpaid, and obviously paid is paid. There are generally two kinds of results that are shown when someone enters a phrase into a search engine like Google, paid and organic. Paid search results appear above organic results and are the fastest way to get your phone ringing. You can literally go from not appearing in search at all to appearing at the top of a page overnight. So paid search absolutely has to be one of the first things that you check off your marketing efforts. One thing that I hear a lot is that no one clicks on paid search ads. That's not true. Many people online do not even know it's an ad. And even those that do, that have a problem with their HVAC system, they don't care. They just want it fixed as soon as possible. If you show them an ad and it's relevant to their search, they'll almost always click on it. And if they're familiar with your brand through the other stuff like a great logo and trucks that stand out, it's pretty much 100% likely that they'll click on your ad. That's the stuff that we covered in episode one, if you're interested in finding out about how you can make your search engine results more effective through branding. Organic is different, though. There are a lot of factors that go into how a website comes up organically. Anyone reading this book that goes back to the early 2000s may have a website that started ranking quickly just by adding things like meta tags and meta titles. Those were the good old days, and they are long gone. Simple identifiers like that were way too easy to take advantage of. And as a result, search engine results started getting overrun with spammy ads for fly-by-night companies. If you go to a search engine and get a bunch of bogus results, you're probably not going to trust that search engine again, and you'll take your searches somewhere else. This is essentially how Google became Google. They recognized that putting reliable, legitimate companies in their results was the key to being relevant in the crowded search engine marketplace. And it was crowded at the time. There were several engines, search engines that people used on a regular basis. AltaVista, Ask Jeeves, Excite, Dogpile, JumpStation, Lycos, Yahoo, and WebCrawler, to name a few. None really survived Google figuring out how to make their algorithm much more likely to return relevant, legitimate search results. And that algorithm is the key. In the section on the websites, I'll discuss things that a website must have to appear in organic results. And they work, but they take time. Months or even years can go by before you start seeing the results of your organic efforts. That's why paid search and display ads are addressed earlier in this book. They are that important. So paid search and keywords. When someone searches for AC repair near me, that group of words is called a keyword or a key phrase. You can pay to be listed on the first page above all other unpaid results when someone types that phrase into Google. The only results higher than your ad would be competing companies that are willing to pay more for that click than you are. The problem is, the sky's the limit, and you can end up blowing through your marketing budget quickly if you're not smart about what you're willing to bid and how much you should pay for it. There are a lot of factors that come into play when you're trying to determine how much you should pay for a click. The value of a job, the lifetime value of a customer, or two of them. We'll probably cover those in a later podcast. They're both very important to know. If you don't know those numbers, I would say, you know, go look it up and try to figure out what that is for your company. But relying on just the search terms alone, and compared to what the value of a job and the lifetime value of a customer are, it can be a full-time job of tracking bids and results. And this is where the section on branding comes into play. Studies have shown that people are much more likely to click on a brand that they're familiar with in search results. In the section of this book about branding, we talked about the value of being recognized. It is as important here in search as it is anywhere else because it saves you money. How? One of the cheapest keywords for you to compete on is your business name. Getting someone to type your business name into a search engine page is likely going to come up with a page where you dominate the listings. You will likely have the top map listing, the top paid result, the top half of organic. Your Facebook page will be in there if you have one. There might be Chamber of Commerce results. You're going to basically own that page. These are called branded searches. It is where someone searches for a particular brand by name because they want to include them in the businesses they're going to research before they make a purchasing decision. One of the first things you should strive for is to start getting people to search for you by name. And you might be surprised at how quickly you can make that start to happen. If you Google a local business that you know by their name, just take a look at that search engine results page. They have probably at least half the page. There's probably a few of their competitors in there that are paying for the keyword of their name. But by far, most of the content that's going to be on that results page is going to be them. So one of the things that we've in the past have gotten pushback from business owners on this is, well, you know, they're already searching for me by name. Why should I pay for that? Well, that is partly true, but you can create that demand of branded searches by doing other things like branding that will make you top of mind awareness in your geographic area. We have seen it happen with companies over the years where we started with them. They're a new brand, completely new in the marketplace. We start doing the branding work that we can do, and within 3 months, people are searching for them by name. And that is because of the other things that we're doing. One is covered in the first podcast, which is the branding, using your service vehicles and other things like your logo and colors. The other way to do that is display advertising. We're going to go into that in a second, but before we do, let's talk about the key takeaways from the last part of this podcast, or the first part of this podcast. Organic search listings are the unpaid results that when people search for a keyword that you're interested in targeting, they are the natural results, organic results that come up as a result of that search. They're free, so that's obviously good, but they're also very hard to do. They take a long time to get. So the alternative to that and the first thing that you should really target is paid search. That's basically where you get a tight group of keywords that are appropriate to your business, and you make a bid for coming up at the top of the search results page when someone searches for those keyword phrases. It can be expensive, but it does get generally immediate results. So it really needs to be the first box that you check off in your digital marketing checklist. So now let's talk about display advertising. This is the second key to building awareness and getting those coveted branded searches that are so powerful and so affordable. Display advertising is visual ads that appear when people are out on the internet. They run on large national news sites and little mobile gaming apps. They may seem like a scattershot approach until you understand that everyone sees a different ad. They are targeted based on their interests. All you have to do is limit your audience to people that are interested in HVAC repair and replacement, and you can be on the front page of any of over 8 million websites. And don't for a second think that these are websites that exist in the dark corners of the internet. Some of the most highly respected and most visited sites on the internet often accept third-party advertising from ad networks like the Google Display Network. Some examples of the type of sites and applications that your display ads can be seen in are these: above search results in YouTube, before YouTube videos, during YouTube videos, in the header of major national news organizations, in the sidebar of major national news organizations, local television and news stations, and thousands of mobile games. And most ad networks are very careful about where to show your ads, so they will never run next to anything upsetting or controversial. They also won't show on any website that isn't family-friendly. These placements are inexpensive for HVAC businesses in most markets. For just a few hundred dollars a month, you can get tens of thousands of impressions on your brand and your ad. Combine that with good-looking trucks riding around town and a 3 or 4 truck operation can make a very noticeable impression on the minds of the people that are likely to do business with them. It is important to stress that these ads are not likely to convert directly to business. They do drive traffic to the site, and some of those people will stick around and contact you, but most will not. That's okay, because that's not the point. You are staying in their consciousness and are in front of them when they are doing things that they do every day. So remember that when considering the ads that you are going to run for digital display advertising. So what should the ads look like and say? Well, the main key to display advertising is to keep it simple. You have just a few seconds to make that impression. Make it a big logo and a short statement about what you do. Something catchy is ideal. That can be tough though, but there is no cost to change up the ads. So try different designs, colors, and headlines and measure what ad is working by how many people click on the ad. Even the color change can make a huge difference. One of our customers has red and blue as their logo colors. The red ads are much more popular in winter and the blue ads in summer. It makes sense once you know it, but the only way to know is to test. For what the ads say, don't try to make it too long with a complicated offer and a bunch of bullets. Just make the impression. Example of ads that we run an A-B test, the most popular color for one of our HVAC companies, it simply is their logo. It says their business name in bold type, and then it says their tagline, the signature of service since 1967. And it has, in their case, their CFAD dealer, Carrier Factory Authorized Dealer. So we have that logo in there as well because Carrier will let us do that because they are CFAD certified. If you have a simple offer that you can get into just two or three words, I would definitely recommend it. It certainly can't hurt. But also try just a catchy tagline and see which one performs better. Over the course of a month, you should see a preference on click-through rate, also called interaction rate. That's what you want to target. The more people that click through the ad, the more likely it is that that's the ad, that's the winner of your test. And so remember, the goal here is to be remembered when the person is searching for your services, so they will recognize you in search results. More importantly, this kind of advertising can lead them to search specifically for the name of your business, which is what we talked about before. And that is really difficult for your competition to outcompete because you dominate the search results pages when someone searches for your business by name. And I've seen this work many times. We'll start with a new company that's just decided to start getting customers beyond referrals and word of mouth. We'll create a website forum, start running search and display ads, and hopefully put great looking wraps on a few of their vehicles. The first month or two, we see only searches triggering the ads for services like, quote, AC blowing hot air or, quote, AC repair near me, for instance. As the display advertising and trucks start getting noticed, though, there is a shift. We then start seeing the business name being added to the searches that are triggering the ads. This is the branding and the other channels working to drive these people to seek them out by name. Remember, this is a new company in the area. They have not had enough exposure for people to be searching for them because they've been around for 30 years. It is the other branding, the trucks and the display advertising that is generating that interest and those branded searches. And that is a powerful combination. So if it was just the networking and word of mouth that they had been doing up until they started working with us, we would have seen those branded searches from day one. The way that we know that it's the other stuff that we're doing, the good-looking wraps on the trucks or the paint job on the trucks and the display advertising, is because we only see those branded search terms start to show up, usually at about the end of the third month. It is a very powerful combination that leads to more phone calls. So the key takeaways from this section are display ads should be started at the same time as your search ads. Branded searches are cheap and powerful because you absolutely dominate the search engine results page when someone searches for your name. Display advertising is inexpensive, gets thousands of monthly impressions by people interested in your services and can help lead to branded searches. That's it for this episode of the HVAC Marketing Roadmap podcast. I really appreciate you listening. If you have any questions or you'd like to schedule a strategy session with me to talk about how we can help you grow your business in the areas that you want to, please give me a call. Our website is hvacseoppc.com. Thanks. Have a great day.